the ache versus its satisfaction, the thing we don't want to do versus the one we crave, the conversation we want to keep having, tempting us. We prioritize and sort threads. We find the one we're going to focus on. Maybe we focus on one thing 10% and the other 90%. Our mind's runtime diverted to focus on something we like more, and all the other threads fall away. But masturbation, self-stimulation, is a little different. It's a focusing mechanism. Your body is built to focus on that stimulation. Once you get comfy enough to really begin enjoying yourself, you know you zone out a bit. Your whole body is chemically and electrically wired to tune out everything except the pleasured thrum of self-stimulation, the pleasured thrum of constant need, the pleasured thrum of your waiting mind. As you begin to ascend to an erotic plateau, your thoughts simplify. The insistent shivering heat of your own form implying what action you should take next. That action being to seek pleasure. Pursue climax. Let the needy hunger building in your skin and muscles and between your legs and in the spark and thrum of your focused mind. Let that hunger find satisfaction. That's what your body and your mind will want you to do once you get close enough to climax. And now you have the image framed, the idea settled in your mind. Thoughts can drift away when you're pursuing climax, and the mind is more dreamlike as you stimulate yourself toward that destination. So lay out the scenario. See yourself in your mind's eye, as though distant, watching, but able to feel every little stimulation, all the more acutely due to the detached nature of your position. You see how turned on you are, your skin alive with goosebumps, shivers running through you. You know that shortly, even if you climax, even if you achieve release, the memory may fade away dreamlike and leave you seeking the next to fill an emptiness that remains, that pervades. You feel every stimulation. Perhaps these very words presented now, playing through the mind of the version of you you can see. You remember them then, and they fuel your pursuit of pleasure. Look at your hands moving, seeking stimulation, and indeed, maybe you'll find that with these words ringing in your mind, it's a little more sensual to just caress your skin, explore yourself, exist in that suspended state, to let as much arousal flow into you as possible before you begin to touch in earnest. But of course, you know our objective here is to let you become hornier, more turned on, more viscerally aroused than ever before. So just stimulating yourself, edging, approaching slowly and tenderly is not enough. See your body as its muscles. See it as the spark and flow of electricity tripping gates and diverting your mind. See only the sexual systems, which exist and are engaged when you turn the key, beginning to stimulate yourself however you may do it, on any given occasion. Wherever you imagine, you shift yourself from one mode to another, from one type of consciousness to a different one, an altered state like deep, restful trance. And this state grows stronger from moment to moment, leaving you feeling like you need to get off. The closer you get to coming, to orgasm, to climax, to the spasming release of every muscle and care, the more you need it. The more disappointed you'd be if you didn't get off. The more sure you are to keep pursuing What can, after all, be achieved with a slow ratcheting of pleasure?